It's the Mint City Soccer Show. Matt Swift here with you. Let's hope Charlotte FC have a better weekend as they travel to New York to take on NYCFC, who sit right above us in the table and have the same exact record as we do. 3 wins, 2 draws, and 4 defeats. It's a team we have never lost to, and I, for one, would very much like to keep that streak alive. Charlotte won the last meeting. That was our home opener. We won that one 1-0. I gotta say, though, a point on the road here would not be horrible. I, of course, would prefer a win, but I am more looking to see how we respond after, I think, our worst performance of the season. If you missed our live show Tuesday night, you can go back and watch that on YouTube or listen to the episode on this podcast platform. But a lot of what we discussed is our struggle in the final third. We didn't create enough chances against Minnesota. We felt that Capetti and Breck's positioning was not the best. And those two have really just not connected well all season. Of course, during the show, there was a lot of debate over if Capetti or Patrick should be starting up top. I did look at some stats here that I'd like to share. If you look at expected goals, some people like this stat and some people don't. But if you look at XG, Patrick leads the team in expected goals, while Enzo is 5th. If you look at total scoring attempts, Patrick is 2nd on the team, while Enzo is 6th. While I was looking at all these stats, Patrick basically leads Enzo in every single attacking stat, and that is not great. I think Enzo has got to start doing better. He's got to start creating chances. He's got to start getting in right spots. I think he's overcommitting. I think he's overrunning plays. I think Dean Smith alluded to that in the press conference. Let's just hope that this game, he can get off to a good start. He can get off the mark. Enzo's a little different player than Patrick. I think Enzo could really, really benefit with a little more service from the rest of the team. But let's just hope, whether he starts or whether he comes off the bench, that this is the game that can really, really, really get him going. As I was looking at some team stat and stats and player stats, something kind of stuck out to me. We are pretty low in our passing percentage this season. Only 4 other teams in the league have a lower passing percentage than us. I know we're playing a little differently this season. We're not just, you know, passing the ball in the back and going sideways and backwards. But I still find this a little troubling. I think the big problem is, and I think this is kind of telling, we are 4th from the bottom in long ball percentage. I think that's where that percentage is getting and taking a hit there. It's still very, very low and concerning. However, NYCFC is dead last when it comes to long ball percentage. But I thought that stat was kind of interesting. And kind of looking at NYCFC further, they are 3rd in the league in free kicks. They are 4th in the league in fouls. Here's an interesting stat. 6th in total scoring attempts and 7th in XG. I honestly didn't think that they were that high. I found that to be kind of shocking. NYCFC did a pretty great job last weekend against a dangerous attacking DC United team, and they limited them to 1 single shot on target. They also posted their 2nd consecutive clean sheet as they beat DC United 2-0. NYCFC have been very compact and organized defensively over the past couple games, which has really kind of helped counter the lack of offense, really. NYCFC have only allowed 9 goals, but the problem is that they've only scored 9. We will have to watch out for and neutralize Santiago Rodriguez, who has scored 4 of those 9 goals for NYCFC. As for Charlotte, I think we've become a little predictable in recent matches. We often resort to counterattacks down the wings, but not really looking very dangerous on the ball. Minnesota last week, they knew this, they saw this, and I think they structured their defense with 3 center backs in order to kind of double team our wingers. that strategy certainly paid off, and I'm pretty sure NYCFC will be looking at that game film and trying to figure out how to best beat us. NYCFC also do like a high press. They do great with winning possession in the opponent's half, and that helps kind of set up counterattacks and everything else in the final third. So how do we beat the press? Will we play through it? Will we play over it? If we're going to go long, the question again is, who starts up top? Who is better suited for that type of play? I am a little worried about this game. NYCFC typically set up in a 4-2-3-1. And my concern is being able to break them down when they set up in front of us. There could be some opportunity on counters and beating their press, like I mentioned before, but we cannot afford to miss early opportunities. We are unbeaten in 2024 when scoring the opening goal, while our four defeats this year have all occurred when conceding first. So it's imperative we come out the gate quickly and get some of our key offensive players going. They have to step up. Defensively, Malanda is back, thank God. And that should really help this game. I think having him back will really help us with organization and structure. We do also have Nathan Byrne back. Not sure if he will start. I'm less concerned about the right back position than I am our center back dynamic. But it is nice to have Nathan Byrne back. But I am very much looking forward to Malanda playing, and I'm hoping that he starts. I think we will see a very similar lineup as last week. It looks like Arfield is a no-go for this game. And I would imagine Brecht will get another start. And I mentioned Malanda sliding back at the center back position. Other than that, I think the lineup is pretty set. Again, big question mark for me is how's Dean going to approach this game? Is he going to start Patrick? Is he going to start Capetti? My thought would be, again, start Capetti, try to feed him the ball, get to halftime, see how you're doing, throw Patrick on, but get him on the field early if Capetti's just struggling. I think this might be a 1-1 draw. With the field being the way it is and very narrow, I feel like this is going to get really rough and dirty in the middle of the field. Both teams have struggled to score, so I'm thinking this will be a low-scoring game. Of course, since I say this, it's going to be like a 5-4 shootout, but I really do think this will be a low-scoring game. It would be great to come out of this game with 3 points, considering we just had a very, very nasty loss at home and dropped 3 points. But let me know what you guys think Saturday. Do you think we're going to win? Do you think we're going to draw? Are we going to lose? Big shout-out to everyone traveling to New York this weekend. And guys, I will talk to you later.